This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Wendy Edelberg was talking about this up at the top of the program today, that despite all of the bad things associated with this day a year ago, there's a bunch of pretty positive signs in this economy right now. How easy it is to get a job, how many of those jobs are offering signing bonuses, how much people are spending, all of which suggest things are in pretty good shape. But if you ask people how they are feeling economically, and it's not positive. The New York Federal Reserve says a growing number of people think they are worse off now financially than they were a year ago. And the number of people who say things are going to get better over the next year is shrinking. So we asked Marketplace's Justin Ho to figure out what gives.
The disconnect starts with inflation. Tim Dewey is an economics professor at the University of Oregon. He says higher prices make people nervous about the economy.
It feels like something's wrong.
Dewey says that's because most people just aren't used to seeing prices rise like they have this year.
You know, we haven't had an outbreak of inflation like this since the 1980s. That's, I think, something that certainly caught a lot of people by surprise.
But people's personal perception of how much inflation there is tends not to be very accurate.
We do know people tend to perceive inflation higher than the actual inflation.
Nan Lee is a senior economist with the International Monetary Fund. Back in 2014, she did some research on why people worry about inflation. She found that people tend to base their judgment on items they buy frequently, like gasoline, for instance.
At the time, gasoline price was high, and we do see in the news that people were quite nervous about the inflation.
Thing is, the inflation rate in 2014 was less than 1%. At the same time, other products people were buying, like TVs, had been getting cheaper and cheaper.
But since you're paying more attention to fuel just because of your shopping experience, that will bias your perception of the overall inflation.
Lately, people have had plenty of rising prices to fixate on. Gas, furniture, sporting goods, groceries.
And the problem is that people have a harder time putting rising prices in the context of the broader economy.
That's economist Betsy Stevenson at the University of Michigan. She says although prices are rising, so are wages, especially in low-wage industries like food and accommodation.
When a company moves from paying $10 an hour to paying $12 an hour, that's a 20% increase in wages. We don't see that very often.
And people in the bottom third of incomes are more optimistic about the economy, according to surveys by the University of Michigan. But Stevenson says people in the middle third haven't seen the same wage gains.
Things are getting more expensive for them and their wages aren't quite keeping up. And I think that's where you're seeing some of the pain from households who are saying, you know, hey, I'm worse off than I was a year ago.
But as pessimistic as consumers may be, their feelings don't have as much of an impact on the economy as what they actually do, says economist Shannon Seery at Wells Fargo.
I think the biggest concern about this disconnect today in terms of consumers being downbeat is that consumers pull back on spending and that leads to, you know, a more downbeat outlook.
But so far, consumers are still spending a lot.
If consumers are as pessimistic as some of these headline measures of confidence are suggesting, then they would have pulled back in spending more than they have.
It doesn't help that we remain in a pandemic and going into a winter with a highly contagious variant running rampant. Economist Claudia Somm at the Jain Family Institute says, unlike previous waves of COVID,
families, small businesses, communities are going into this without the same level of economic relief that they have in prior waves.
Like federal relief checks, additional unemployment benefits, and the expanded child tax credit. Somm says the good news is that those things gave us a blueprint for avoiding economic disruption.
But there is a fatigue and a fatigue among policymakers that is not going to help us get through this winter. And people are going to be even gloomier about what we're headed towards. And that is absolutely justified.
Even though right now the economy is looking good. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.